amen. We're not going to go in that direction tonight, but I want to make mention. He told you how to do it. How do you get money? See, we need money to operate in this earth, don't we? Don't you need a house? What about a car? What about clothes? What about food? Huh? There's a lot of stuff you need. You need stuff in the house. You need things. You need shoes on your feet. Try going outside tonight barefoot. You're not going to last very long out there without getting a frozen foot. But my point is that you need money. How do I get money? I go to work. Amen. How do I get the supernatural power in that? By following God's instruction. And the Bible tells us how to do it. Give. He told us how to do that. Give and it shall be given. Now let me get back over here because I don't want to go that direction tonight. Let's get back over here on the wrong words. And see, once you learn how, fill your heart with the word of God, and God, what comes out of your mouth. And how you do that? You get the right words in your heart. You get them in your heart. And you practice that through the day. You talk like you're well. You talk like you're wealthy. Because you are. It may not have manifest, but that's the way you get it to manifest. Amen. But if you're always talking, I don't ever have, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. Not anything ever go right with me. Well, see, you setting it up, setting your life up to live that way. Hello? So the tongue is a small member, but it can cause you a lot of trouble if it's out of control. And that's why you bring it under control. Amen? It must be told what it must speak. You don't let your tongue talk out of your head. I'm going to say it again. You don't allow your tongue to talk out of your head, talk out of your feeling, and your feeling hadn't been brought under check or brought in check and submitted to the authority of God's word. Amen. You allow your feeling to tell you what it should tell you. If I feel bad, well, then how do I change that? I realize I feel bad, I need to do something. That ain't the way I'm supposed to feel. So how do I change that? I start saying the joy of the Lord is my strength. I am the healed, not the sick. I'm the strong and not the weak. In fact, somebody said Smith Wigglesworth. Somebody asked him, "How do you feel?" He said, "I never let my body tell me how I feel. I always tell it how it is." And see, if you've never done that before, and you always let your body rule you, you can't. It's hard for you to understand that. But when you develop that in your life, and your body start trying to go another direction, you tell it, no, you don't. And you get it trained. You know, you train your body like you train a dog and train other things. You see people train horses, they train dogs, they train and different stuff. I went to a thing one time and they had dolphins in the water. They trained them. If they can train, why can't we train our body? Why? Because we lived around us in a society that's so negative, and they don't, and many don't believe the word. They just talk on how, from this stuff coming from this natural world, this from this influenced by the evil around us. Amen. So let me move on. Hallelujah. It must be told what it must speak, so that is why we must make sure that we put the word in our heart, so that it will be in your, so it will be in your heart in abundance. You just don't want a little dab in there. Why? Because you want your heart. For we read last week, he said, with all, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life, right? You want to make sure, how do you guard your heart? You put the right thing in there and keep the wrong thing out. Thoughts come, thought will persist and try to take charge. But you have to be just as persistent with the negative thoughts. Hello? And the Bible tells us how to handle that. He said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. This is 2 Corinthians 10:3. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Though, this is that with verse 4 and 5. Verse 3 said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. See? Though we what? Walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down. Notice? See these strongholds, pulling them down. Thoughts come. Why do they come? They want to get you off track and get you thinking the wrong way. And if you think on it long enough, you're going to start saying it. Hallelujah. 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 Proverbs, now listen to the Proverbs, go ahead and put that, Proverbs 18:21. I'm going to read this both from the King James and the Passion. Notice it said, death and life is where? In the power of the tongue. Now notice what it said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Where is it? Is in the power of the tongue. Now, which one do you want? Which one do you want? Do you understand what death means? Do you understand what life means? Death means what? Spiritual death means I'm separated from God. Physical death means I am separated from my spirit and soul. But death in this sense, in the power of the tongue, you can speak death and cause your life to be miserable, sick, depressed, broke, confused, cursed, on the streets, living like whatever. When you practice it, it will lead you to physical death. And if you don't ever receive Jesus, you'll be spiritually dead.